What can I help you with, sir?
Cleaning. What else were you expecting?
Of course. He guides me into the central building, leading through the harsh white halls. On the second floor, we stop near a door labeled Director's Office. He turns the knob and ushers me inside. It's a rustic space, deer heads mounted to the walls, a wide oak desk, bookshelves, antique art, and a bearskin lying near a leather sofa. What do you need me to clean?
Over here.
I follow him to the sofa. He plops down and spreads his legs wide. What is it, sir? I don't understand.
We need to polish the old tool.
He unzips his pants. My jaw drops. You mean...
You've been doing good work, Pumpkin. Answer me this. How does it feel to make the men around camp happy?
I get all warm and fuzzy inside. My heart beats fast and my cock gets hard. When I work, I think about the porn story I listen to. I want to be valuable like that football team water boy.
It's a natural feeling. You see, there are different types of men in the world. Some are charismatic and strong. People gravitate toward them. They're the alpha males. Other men are weak and anxious. They're the betas. Bottom feeders, they pick up scraps.
Is that what I am?
No. You aren't a beta. You're a goddamn faggot. There's a big difference. Boys like you are the inverse of an alpha. You thrive under heavy control. You crave guidance and authority. Unlike a weak straight man, you have no drive to reproduce. Your balls are just little hormone factories. They pump you full of chemicals that encourage docility. When you're around a real man, they kick into overdrive. You become quiet and compliant.
Cody, he's always been so much better than me. He got the girls. I was always in his shadow.
Now you understand what kind of a man my son is growing into. You're a natural pair, though, don't you see? An alpha and his fag. Two pieces of a puzzle. He gives the guidance you crave, while you feel profound loyalty and admiration.
I help him study for exams. When we hang, I sometimes pay for his lunch.
Does it feel good?
Yeah. I mean, I'm grateful for him, Mr. Davis. I've been by his side my entire life.
Get on your knees. Let me show you something beautiful. I'll show you the balls that made Cody.
I slowly sink, kneeling on the bare skin while he pulls his pants low. He extracts his thick, semi-erect phallus. My eyes glide down the dark, veiny shaft, resting on his hairy testicles. They're huge, eggs in a pouch.
Get in close. Take a good look.
All right, sir. I crawl in, bracing my forearms on his legs. I lean low, staring at the thin, delicate skin. Purple capillaries are visible beneath the hair. There's a musty, dirty scent. I'm not sure why, but it makes me salivate.
Get lower. Sniff the balls.
He laces a hand into my hair, forcing me closer. I inhale. My vision blurs while a chill runs down my spine. It's an objectively foul scent, but it's strangely comforting. Hot and humid, sharp and earthy. I sniff again. These balls make sperm. They're fertile. They created Cody. They created a young, beautiful alpha male. They're alpha balls.
Kiss it. Show how grateful you are.
My lips close the gap, touching the warm, soft skin. It's smooth like velvet.
Yeah, it's okay to give a little kiss.
He holds my lips against the ball sack.
Just a little lick. Come on, don't stop.
I move over the surface, lapping at salty sweat residue. Traveling onto his shaft, I wet the stiff organ. The tip of my tongue glides beneath the ridge of his cockhead. Just a kiss. Just a kiss.
Higher. The tip needs love, too.
My lips touch the slit, kissing like it's a tiny mouth. Making out. Tongue. Deeper, deeper. The warm flesh passes into my mouth. My body automatically begins to suck. Big, heavy, hard, my tongue swirls. His cock is moving to the back of my mouth. So deep, more than a kiss, can't stop.
What would Cody think of this? Would he be proud of you? Would he be proud of his best friend?
No. I pull back, staring into Adam's wise eyes.
What about your parents? They think you're getting clean. They don't know what a dirty creature you are. You were so good at hiding it.
Just an animal. Can't fight nature.
That's right. Born to suck men. Born to satisfy.
He runs his fingers through my hair.
Most men can't understand the homo brain. They see cock-sucking as a favor. They can't fathom how someone could crave it, how someone could cook and clean just for the opportunity to suck a sweaty penis.
I need to work to suck. So much motivation.
It's positive reinforcement. That's what I do at this camp. Behavioral therapy. You, though, the dirtier you get, the more valuable you become. You aren't like the other men here. You aren't broken. You don't need to be fixed.
Just need to suck. Just need to watch gay porn.
Get back on this dick. Think about the porn. Your tiny brain isn't meant to think about anything other than sex. Deep down, that's all you've ever been. A robot. Cock is all that matters. You're kneeling at the altar.
I lower my face, suckling on his bulb like a hungry piglet. He's right. I feel it in my core. I belong at his feet. Penis. Everything revolves around penis. I suck deep and hard, images of gay pornography flashing before my eyes. Those scenes. I'll never forget them. I'll never forget this moment. Mr. Davis's cock is so warm and strong. His sperm are so valuable. I want them inside me. I want to assimilate the nutrients into my body, building my muscles with seminal protein. He'll become a part of me. Just like my best friend, Cody, made from Adam's sperm.
When you go home, you'll be such a good boy for your parents. No more drugs, no more masturbation. Only alpha penis will satisfy you. Everything you do will revolve around my cock. Follow my instructions, and you'll be allowed to suckle. Isn't that an easy life? Let a man think for you, then suck his dick. So simple, so pure.
My lashes flutter while a tremor radiates up his cock. The tube on the underside twitches, ejecting a steamy glob into the back of my throat. Without hesitation, I gulp it down. I suck from the hose, guzzling milk like a starved baby goat. Sweet, salty, bitter. The concoction bubbles onto my tongue and seeps from my lips. There's so much protein for me to eat.
Feed on it, bud. Just suck it down. Take the testosterone. Let it leach through the lining of your mouth. Imprint on the flavor. Grow to crave it.
I suck and suck. My brain shuts off. My penis is hard, but I don't feel the need to touch it. There's only one cock that matters, and it's in my mouth. Alpha cock, designed by nature to inspire. The ultimate reward for a boy like me.
My sweet, pure little creature. Nursing on cock for the first time.
He watches while I struggle to drink the torrent of cum. I resist the urge to pull back and gag. It's hard to breathe. My throat hurts. Can't stop sucking, though. Need to be a good camper. Need to praise the cock. The tremors slow. The cock pops from my mouth. I move low, licking spilled semen from his ballsack. Heavy, bitter fumes flow into my lungs. It's like I just took a swig of vodka.
You've been such a good friend to my son.
Adam scratches behind my ears.
But we can't tell Cody about this. He wouldn't understand this special bond. Promise me you'll never tell.
I promise, sir. I'll never tell anyone what we do together.
Good. It's our special secret. Just for the two of us.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.